This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. If you're a fan of J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter, you might recall the scene from Hogwarts Principal Professor Albus Dumbledore. And in one of those scenes, he says, "Words are, in my not-so-humble opinion, our most inexhaustible source of magic. They're capable of both inflicting injury and remedying it." How true. Words do have that power. We don't often realise that because our language does matter. All too often we just forget how much our words affect other people until we get a reaction, and usually that's a negative one. And I think a lot of us are careless with our language because words are powerful. They've destroyed nations, words of hatred or violence. But other notable people like Nelson Mandela have lifted people up and given hope and inspiration. Our verbal language. Let's think about this for a moment. It's essential. It's what comes out of your mouth that really matters. And it's how people size you up and make their own judgment about you by hearing what you say. So do you know the words you say have an effect on other people? And of course, you do. So why do we still ignore the reality when we open our mouths? It doesn't matter by saying, "Oh, look, I didn't mean that," or "I was only joking." Sometimes words do hurt other people. And we who use them have a responsibility to do so with an awareness of the impact that words are going to have. Now, of course, you can't completely control other people's reactions, but you can be aware of how your language affects others. Now, the average person, I believe, knows about 20,000 words and uses 2,000 words a week. Women and men both speak about 16,000 words a day. That's on average. So your words matter. What matters most is not the number of words you speak, but the kind of words you choose. In the Bible, the Apostle James tells us, although the tongue is a small part of the body, it is extremely powerful. That's James 3, verse 5. So each day you've got this potential to destroy or to build up your words, because you and I are defined by the words that leave our lips. In the ancient times, people believed leprosy was a punishment for slander and spreading malicious gossip. So the legend goes, you were punished with leprosy. Well, it's not true, of course, but once released, our words, you can't bring them back like an arrow. It's gone. Sometimes you tell a joke only to find it backfires. Your friend is in no mood for a joke. So you can never assume that what's in another person's mind can be accepted. So try and have something good to say. Words destroy a family, destroy a relationship. There's blame and anger. It was Joel Osteen who said, "Never use your words to describe the situation. Use it to change the situation." Mother Teresa, remarkable woman, said, "Kind words can be short and easy to speak, but their echoes are truly endless." In the Old Testament, we meet Job, who suffered a great disaster, the loss of his family and his belongings, and he went through a terrible time. He had a small group of friends who gave him some advice, who were trying to help him, but one of them was a young man named Elihu. Now, he judged Job as a self-righteous man who got what he deserved. In other words, he was saying the suffering was his own fault. And so Elihu judged his friend wrongly. And the empty words, in fact, we read in Job 35, "Are you really innocent," Elihu says, "in the sight of God? Don't you honestly believe it pays to obey him? Don't turn to evil as a way of escape." So he was this character, Elihu, who says, in fact, that Job is speaking sheer nonsense in the face of a righteous God. Very unkind, damaging words. Job, of course, was questioning God for his suffering, but Elihu was insulting Job with these empty words. False comfort, false words from a so-called friend. How good to read the rest of Job and to hear some of God's words. So it is easy to get our words all wrong. So the Bible says clearly, you've got to guard your mouth. Proverbs 13, verse 3, "Keep what you know to yourself and you will be safe. Talk too much and you're done for." And in Proverbs 21, "Watching what you say can save you a lot of trouble." Heavenly Father, we instinctively know these things. Help us to keep a guard on our mouth and to say only good and uplifting things. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.